What is up, my kings and queens and all in between? Yes, it's Andrew Velasquez with another episode of your one-stop shop for all things mindfulness, creativity, while being an entrepreneur, mindful artist podcast. Thank you so much for being here with us again. Oh my God, it's season two, 2024. I have such an amazing special guest to introduce to you. But before I do that, I wanted to ask you a favor. If you could kindly go to the reviews, the stars, give us those ratings. That way, other people like yourselves can have a chance to see this in their algorithms. And that song you just heard, Mi Corazón, you could download wherever you stream your favorite music, written by myself, produced by Aaron McClendon. So today, I have a superstar, mega model, you guys. I'm so excited to introduce to you this beautiful, beautiful soul. And if you're already watching this on YouTube, you can see her gorgeousness. It's Brittany Mason, everybody. Give it up, Brittany. Hi, how are you? Hold on, hold on. Let me give this beautiful gorgeousness a deserving bio. So Brittany S. Mason is an emerging star in the modeling world. As a child, mainstream media seldom portrayed anyone that looked like the woman she would become. Those closest to her wanted her to be more of a follow traditional path in the medical field while she dreamt of being a model. With virtually no support or visible role models, she forged on in a pursuit of her personal vision. In just a few short years, she has captured the industry's attention by being featured in a national print for campaign for Sephora. Mega superstar Rihanna's Fenty Beauty has gracefully displayed Mrs. Mason's face and beautiful melanin in their Pro Filter Foundation ads. Seven-time Grammy Award-winning Toni Braxton featured Brittany in the launch of her body care line, Nude Sugar, available at Ulta Beauty. Also, celebrity makeup artist Scott Barnes has showcased her in several of his ca ad campaigns for his cosmetic lines. Brittany has been featured in Sheen magazine and recently turning heads at Sports Illustrated swim event. Brittany was dubbed Best Dressed. What's up, you guys? Oh my God. Give it up for Brittany Mason. Congratulations, beauty. I'm so proud of you. How does
Thank
it
you.
feel to like hear back that amazing bio and all that hard work that you've earned?
It doesn't feel real.
But it's real, babe. You did that. That's all you. And I am personal testimony of when you first started. I'll never forget at the International Makeup Artist Trade Show. And I was the national educator for Co Cosmetics. And in walks this long-legged, beautiful, gorgeousness coming and just taps me on my shoulder. I was like, hey, I'm a model. Are you a makeup artist? Like, I want to model. And that was it. That was like the birth of our connection. And we are you okay?
Yeah, I'm sappy.
Are you getting emotional, babe?
Yeah.
Oh, do you
What's
remember
that?
what I'm talking about? It's
Yeah.
okay. No, this is real. This is mindful artist. This is space to be authentically yourself. And I only wanted to have people that are special like you because I root for the underdogs. You know what I'm saying? Like I root for the people that are just not like uplifting and having that support. And so this is why I wanted to create this safe space for minorities like us to be that for each other and that tribe for each other. So I'll never forget that. And since then, I've just seen you grow exponentially, and I'm so proud of you. Like, congratulations. Bravo, baby. You did that. Do you remember what I was talking about?
I actually forgot about
Oh, is that why you got emotional? I'm sorry.
that.
Yeah, no. And you sat down, and I was like, that's it. You're my muse, you're my model. And since then, you guys, we have collaborated in so many really cool things. So not only from the eye mats to the makeup show, Co Cosmetics, things from with Liliana. Do you remember that photographer from Glendale? We've been featured, we've been published. Like we've been in Vogue Italia together. Like, come on, like
Oh,
that's
yeah.
incredible. Like, it's mind blowing. So the point that I'm gonna let you speak, and I'm gonna stop talking. My point is for everyone listening out there is that you have to take risks. You have to just network. And I know that at times maybe you might not be the most outgoing, and some of us are shy, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that, having a little bit of social anxiety. But you're gonna have to put that to a side at some point and give it an expiration date so you can have all these opportunities because you never know what's gonna happen. And when I think of like a gig that I know somebody might be available for that is requested for someone of like your experience, Brittany, which I have. I call her and I immediately like refer her to these jobs. So you just never know. So again, back to you, Beauty. How does it feel to hear your portfolio? And this is only the beginning, I feel like we're just starting.
Thank you. Honestly, it feels good because I feel like in the beginning, a lot of people were telling me to find something else to do because they were like, oh, this is not practical. The likelihood of you actually making any progress or being able to monetize this is like not possible.
Yeah, and I can imagine that can be discouraging, but you never stopped. That like diligence and that determination, it's just always been there, you know? Just like I saw just the hunger in your eyes. Like you were just ready and always with a smile on your face. Like never a day that even, you know, we're tired or it's a long day of shooting, you can always count a smile on Brittany's face, which I love and I appreciate too. All right, cool. So I know that we have a little backstory as far as like you not having all the support that you needed, but when do you feel that you had that like breakout moment where, you know, you finally felt like I'm getting paid, like I'm actually making a career and this has been my passion? And like, when was that a turning point? Did you have any kind of mentorship?
Well, the funny thing is, I don't remember what my first job was because I kind of just grinded it out. Like I was just constantly volunteering myself to people.
Yeah,
My
yeah.
first that like really made a difference was this hairstylist had reached out and asked me to be like a model for like a stylist paper, like you know, like the hair magazine things.
Yeah, I love those. Yeah.
So I got to do
And
that back when I had hair.
yes, but this is like your statement now, which is so diverse and versatile because you can simply put the makeup continuing throughout the head, or you can wear a wig, or you can just be experimental and just have, you know, a lot of options, which I think is really cool. I've done your hair as well too. And I love that you take risks. And then you are like, yeah, bleach it. I don't care. Shave it off. Whatever. It's good. Just hair. It's gonna grow back. Like that's always that positive attitude that you have going into any kind of like environment. So what type of modelings, or what type of genre is your favorite? Like where do you really thrive and shine?
Honestly, beauty, because I'm obsessed with makeup. And then fashion, but mainly makeup because it's a fun way to express yourself. And I also like that you don't have to bring much to those shoots. Like, as long as you have like a
Yeah.
tube top on or a tank top or whatever they ask you to bring, you're good.
The beauty
Not for
campaigns are the way to do it. Yes. And I see that through that experience because I obviously I follow all of your channels and your TikTok, which is amazing. And you're now pursuing makeup artistry yourself, like as a MUA, correct?
Content creation, but I did work a little bit as a beauty rep for a little bit, and I enjoyed that, and that got, you know, sorry, that was something that got me to see like what it's like being on the other end of color matching and learning how to
Yeah.
assess people in and figure out what they need. So that was pretty fun.
Absolutely. So was that something that was brought up to your attention, or did you kind of reach out and say, like, I would like to try doing this beauty consultation, or how did that go about?
Well, I was at Sephora one day and I spent like 2K. No, and
Not
I
only is she the model and for the ads, but you're like, I'm gonna bring it back to the company and also
just love
fill up this
makeup.
basket. I mean, they
No,
have the best stuff. They do, and they got some good stuff.
well, at the time I was looking for a job and someone was like, would you rather work for the brand or like as a, you know, employee, or would you rather work as a rep? And some
Ah.
I didn't know that they have different reps that work in the stores. And somebody was like, you know what? Let me send your name over. And they did. And it was a fun job. I really enjoyed it.
That's so cool. What was the brand? Do you mind sharing?
Givenchy.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, you grow, you
Yeah,
went
great job.
high end. You went high end. I love that. So cool. Okay, so then maybe this question is going to be a little bit more current, but I love to always ask, and I know that you're a spiritual person, because I've personally worked with you before, and I know that we like vibe off of like energy, and we're very you know big on that. So, do you have any practices or routine that you have placed to nurture your creativity and spirituality while being an entrepreneur and like running your modeling business?
No, the bad thing is I feel like I don't really have a work-life balance, so I'm trying to work on
I
not
love the
working
honesty.
more
Yeah.
and finding like I don't relax. Like even on
Yeah.
vacation, I was out of town visiting my boyfriend's family and I was still filming. So I
Yeah.
want to get in the habit eventually of just like being able to like relax and turn off like work mode because I don't do that.
Okay, perfect. No, I love that you're very honest and vulnerable with me about that because That is exactly why I want to have these types of conversations with people of our craft, because it can be overwhelming. And I'm speaking on personal experience of, born and raised in Los Angeles, always in the entertainment industry. Like, I didn't realize living there that I was kind of addicted to chaos, And I know that you're originally from California as well. And so we just kind of put it upon ourselves to, it's part of our culture to network, to what's the next gig and the next job. Oh, I got to be here. Now there's an event. Oh, and there's an industry event. Now I got to post for this. Now I got to post for that. And it can be a lot. Like, I was running five calendars, five jobs. And now that I'm living in Orlando, Florida, it's a more chill vibe. It's not as chaotic. It's not a metropolitan city. It's very suburbia. And, but I mean, I obviously I go back and forth to California whenever I needed. So my point is that there needs to be a balance. There
Yeah,
needs to
because
definitely be a balance with the mind, body, soul when it comes to our craft. So this is your year for that. And I'm here to help you. Yeah. Is that
it's
okay?
just hard to relax. That's the thing. I did relocate out of LA because, the crime's picked up. There's a lot of stuff going
Yeah.
on. But I've been a lot more relaxed now, but I do want to work on having balance and just being able to like chill.
Absolutely. Well, okay. So I know that you're really big on self-care. Do you want to share a little bit of what's your self-care beauty regimen? Do you take time for yourself selfishly before you are working? And what are your other beauty products that you're a fan of?
Well, things I would like to do more often, like if I took that time to do that, I love getting facials and I love getting my
Mm-hmm.
nails done, but I've kind of been slacking on those things and just like pumping out content. So I just want to work on being able to like chillax.
Good. Don't be sorry, you're good.
Some products I've been loving right now, Pharmacy Beauty Skincare, they have the best moisturizer.
Okay.
As far as
Take
lip
notes,
products,
guys.
Summer Fridays lip products. Their pink sugar lip balm is really good. I've been using that every day.
Yes, I agree. They really have some bomb stuff. No, again, loving the honesty. Thank you for being vulnerable about that. But yeah, I make it a point to have like a self-care either Friday night or Sunday morning where it's just me, like nobody else, not my husband, not my dogs. I like mask, bath time. My husband does the same thing for himself too. And we allow ourselves to have that like selfish time to reflect and reset. And so you're able to go back and be of service for your clientele or whatever it is that you're doing. So even if it's like 15 minutes from that week, you know what I mean? I know that you're a hustler and you're a hard worker like me, but sometimes it can be burn you out and you have like a fuse, you have a battery, you know what I mean? Just like our devices need to have software updates, so do the human brains. So remind yourself to like hydrate, have that oxygen, breathe, like all those things are really good to calm you. Now that we're in the month of January, I'm doing a 30-day reflect reset energy program for the mind, body, soul. And I always start with some meditation, some practicing gratitude. After practicing gratitude, visualizing and manif trying to manifest a few things that I want to pursue down the line. Eating greens, avoiding caffeine, stimulants, alcohol, sugar. And just like a reset detox of the body. I would love to do that for the internet as well and have a digital detox with, logging on. But at the moment with the podcast, I'm unable to do that. But in the future, I will have some time. But for season two, I'm just like full throttle. So, okay, cool. Can you share a little bit of tips or advice for other aspiring models that are wanting to incorporate more creativity into their portfolio like yourself?
But really quickly back to the
Yeah,
previous,
go ahead.
I want to work on like being like a biz, like I know I am a business, but I forget to like, it's hard for me to shut off after 5. Like I would like to be like a business where they don't take any emails or anything after 5, except for like personal. And I have a bad habit of doing that. So that's another thing.
I understand and I get it because time is money and in that one inquiry or that one email can be that like one job that really takes you to the next level, right? But no, I'm really a fan of separating that. If I'm off, I'm off. Like I just especially like I'm older now ain't nobody got time for that. Like, I want to spend time with my man and my dogs. And so when we're chilling, we're chilling. Like, we make it an intent to have dinner together and spend time and watch like our favorite shows or movies together. Or even now, like lately, we haven't even been watching TV. It's when we go to bed, we're in bed by like 9, 9:30, and we're both reading books. Like old
Goals.
men. I know. Yeah. It can happen. I'm talking, it's healthy boundaries. It's a thing. Like, and especially it sounds like you have a really good supportive partner. If you guys have both the same kind of like values, you support each other through that journey and you hold each other accountable, you know, during that process. So cool. Okay. Well, thank you for mentioning that. I love that. But now for any aspiring models that want to pursue your career and maybe grow their portfolio like you have exponentially, what do you recommend?
Honestly, commercial work is more important than like, because I know everybody starting out wants to do all the glam stuff, the lingerie, the sexy content. That's not really what like gets you the monetization. Like, if you are looking to like actually monetize, like commercial print stuff, like stuff, well, obviously you need digitals first, but anything with clean makeup and stuff that you can book commercials with or book.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that, or a clean beauty portfolio, but like not super glamored. You know, you're wearing a gown, like that stuff is not what monetizes. Like fashion editorial stuff doesn't monetize. Like that's never made me money. I
Yeah.
lie, not never, because I have had people hire me for that, but that's not
Okay.
like that's not what where the money is in runway. That's not where the money is unless you're
Yeah.
signing an agency for that. So I think focusing on like clean commercial work
Yeah.
for the portfolio.
No, absolutely. Because clean, fresh is for everyone. It's all inclusive. So it really is for any time of the year, which makes sense that it is able to be monetized at any time of the year because it's natural, never goes out of style. You know, and whether we're in January or December, like it's just something that is a fresh canvas that you are able to accessorize and glam up when it's necessary. Love that. Okay. Hold on 1 second. My husband's like being really loud right now. I don't know if you could hear that. Okay, I love that. Okay, so then I wanted to ask, how long have you been modeling? Like, well, how long has the career been? Probably as long as I've known you, right?
I think this is going on the 9th year now.
Yes, the decade's coming up. That's a milestone, Brittany. Congratulations. So through those 9 years, almost a decade, how do you measure success in both your creative and entrepreneurial pursuits? And do they ever overlap in any way?
It's tricky because like sometimes I feel like I'm not doing enough. Like how I discuss like when I'm not working, I feel like right now I've kind of felt like I'm not doing much. So I'm like, okay. It's weird because if I'm not physically going to go somewhere to go do something, then I feel like, okay, I haven't accomplished anything. I'm not doing anything. And sometimes I forget what I've worked on. So I've been doing like more content from home, which is
Yeah.
fun, but and don't get me wrong, like it is a job, but it's not like it's not modeling.
Yeah, I understand. Well, and go ahead.
I was gonna say
You're
one
good.
thing. It's because like during this season, I feel like a lot of people aren't really having budgets for stuff, or they're trying to like lowball. And I'm like, no, I would, you know, I want to work, but at the same time, I'm not gonna just do a rate for whatever, knowing like
Right.
these companies do have budgets for this stuff. So.
Thank you. Yeah, especially a decade into your career, like you know your self-worth, you have made a certain, you know, day rate at this point. So you are able and you are capable of charging those rates because you're worth it. Like that's your experience and you know you're going to deliver when you are on set. But I wanted to go back a little bit about what you mentioned with, yeah, and I relate to that a lot because again, in Los Angeles, I was addicted to chaos, not even unknowingly, you know, unconsciously. I felt like that like anxiety, like I needed that to feel fulfilled and that I was making enough money and being worthy of that. Where here it's like I don't have that anxiety anymore or that chaos where now I'm able to set intentions on like what, you know, really makes a difference and where I'm gonna see the final end result. And so my point is that you still can make a living and hustle. On a balanced level and on your terms, and hustle when you want to for you, not just because you feel like I'm chilling and I'm just not making enough money or because I'm not moving and busy and like being chaotic right now. Like, does that make sense? Like you can
Yes.
still have that monetization, you can still have those credits, and you can still have, those socials like going and creating engagement without you being in front of the phone or in front of social all the time. Like you gotta have hours to it. You gotta set healthy boundaries with that as well. So I'll even make that a point too, where it's like I'll have an office day to organize the images, the content, the captions, the hashtags, who I'm gonna tag, get it out of the way, organize it, schedule it. I don't even have to worry about it anymore. Like I don't even have to engage until I want to engage and support my other people like you and everybody else that I follow. But I can't be on there 24 hours. Like I need to make money. I need to see my clients. Like I need to teach. Like I need, you know what I'm saying? I need to do the podcast. Like, so I can't be in front of my phone all the time. And I know you can relate. Like, how do you balance the online media, the real life? Like, where does
I don't
that
balance.
fall in? Oh my God. I know
Yeah.
it's stressful. I'm still trying to figure it out. I mean, having an office day helps. So giving yourself either that Monday or Tuesday or Friday night to organize everything that you're gonna be able to push, and then scheduling it. You know, Facebook business page has it. You don't even have to pay for it anymore at this point. Instagram has it as well. YouTube has it. Like every online channel has a scheduling platform. So you don't have to. You just gotta like make the time for it and know what you're gonna post. I mean, I'll definitely incorporate like Canvas or other, streamlining marketing tools are gonna help me make it look better. But as far as like I used to use later.com, but it was just like an extra thing where now I know I can do it at each channel on it on its own, which is cool. All right, and then tell us your like highlights. What have been some really your top like three moments of like, dang, that was that one job where I'm really proud of it. You know what I mean? Like, you're if you have kids, if you want to have kids, not that you need to, that will be proud of it too, and that you want to talk about it.
So recently, I had the pleasure of working with Christian Keys. He's an amazing actor. He's worked with a lot of amazing people. And he put out some music videos recently, and I had the honor of being his lead for like multiple videos. So that was something
Yes.
to give out.
Okay, so there's some acting chops in music videos because I worked on music videos. So is that the other avenue that we're going into now? Not only modeling MUA, are we an actress as well?
I mean, honestly, it's whatever I get hired for.
Okay.
But I have to take classes, and that's for most jobs to get like
But you're
actual.
open for it.
Oh yeah.
That's awesome.
Then another thing was working with Toni Braxton. She was amazing, very good attitude, and she was fun.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, talk about legend. She that voice that I she is iconic. So, and did you work like one-on-one with her, or was it with like her team? How was that experience?
So she released a body care line. So it was me and three other models, and there's like a shot of her like holding my head. So I was like, oh, I love that. Like, because she's
Wow.
one that y'all grew up to listening to, she's
Of
super talented,
course.
amazing. And just the fact that she specifically chose bald-headed models, and also she has lupus. So she
Yeah.
wanted specifically models that had been vaccinated. So I was thankful that I did decide to do that, just because during that time, a lot of people weren't working over that. So
Yeah.
huge
Yeah,
thing.
that's very complex. There's a lot of personal layers to it for her. So I can imagine that that's her brand, that's her philosophy. So she wants to make sure that she's one-on-one with that and hands-on. All
Well,
right.
health,
So what exactly? So it's and it's full circle. It's like health and beauty. So then they all kind of help and coincide together with mental health as well. What would you tell 10-year-old Brittany Mason today?
That one, I will become somebody, and two, I'm beautiful.
Yes. Good. Good answer. I love that. All right. Very cool. Okay. I'm not going to get you all emotional anymore. I'm sorry. But for season two, you guys, we have a new segment that I'm really excited about.
The library is open! Yeah! Because reading is what?
Fundamental!
There you have it, darling.
And it is called The Library is Open. And this is a great space for my guests to be able to share their favorite books or a book that they are currently reading, and what are you getting out of it? What are the top three reasons that you've enjoyed this book? So go ahead and tell us your favorite book, Brittany.
I did just recently pick up The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and then I found two books on Amazon that Christian Keys either wrote or he was part of. So I got those two.
Okay. I love it. I'll put it in the description when we research it, but give us your takeaways. Like, what is it that was your aha moment when you are reading those books?
Haven't gotten there yet because I have to relax first. I haven't started yet.
Okay. Step one is done. So we're going to circle back and give us the pointers on what your takeaways. But definitely, what was the first one again? I feel like I've read that one already.
7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is the perfect segue and perfect time for us to put that selfishness into, I'm speaking for you, Brittany, as you're reading that, I'm curious to see like how your progress is and where you're at, like with the balance and everything else. Okay, very cool. I love that. We're on a good flow here. Well, I would have to say that some of my favorite jobs that I've done with you were with Liliana and our other two beauties, Alencia and Nadine, and you guys just made this one vision that I had as an artist in my head. Like, I knew that I wanted to create it one day, and it had to be with the right people energetically that I vibed with, that, you know, we all got along well, and you did. It was this like beautiful, just, which is what you said earlier, beauty, fresh, like no makeup. It was all about the skin, melanin, celebration of glowing, gleaming skin. And your faces were just kind of melted and meshed on top of each other, like laid, you know, stacked. And that was it. I was like, I'm good. I was just, once I saw that image, I was so, like, I had goosebumps. You know what? Do you remember how happy I got? Yeah, it was everything. The fashion, but even beyond the fashion, just the faces, the skin. That was it. Like, that's what made it for me. And as a creative director and as a hair and makeup artist, like, those moments are so important to see that, you know, vision kind of fruition and it happen, like, in real life that you've been, like, dreaming about for such a long time. So I want to thank you for that. Thank you for being a part of my portfolio and the growth. And I'm grateful that we have, you know, always supported each other throughout our journey. So very cool. All right. Did you have something to mention?
Remember it was when we did the painting with Ernan and Greg, and I forgot the other model's name.
Yes. Oh, I forgot about that one. You know what? I had to bring that one back recently because not only was it, you know, stills. So here's the thing, like when we work together, not only are we capturing photography and portraitures and stills of your classic, like, you know, detailed shots, your shoulder shots, full body. But what I love about when we work together is that we also capture footage and video, and we want to monetize on all the content that we possibly can. So from the time lapse, from the behind the scenes, the before and after, it's like we really take advantage of all that. And so, yeah, recently I had to bring that one back because of reels. So when we originally shot it, it's shot horizontally, which is the way this is landscape, taking and maximizing the entire screen of what we're watching on TV, sorry, or a monitor. But now that everybody's on their phone and their devices, now it's a portrait. Now it's, you know, portrait or vertical. So I took that image and it still worked. It's that video still worked on a vertical as much as it did horizontally because you guys delivered. And so, yeah, it was three different looks with Hernan and Karen Mena. And we did a no makeup look. We did, and one was like a gold story. And then we did one that was like a silver story, like metallic. And then we just went in and just splashed color and painted. I think I even gave you paint on your hands. And I was like, just rub it on yourself. Just put it on your neck. And you did. And then just like cop that like little lip drip at the very end with the metallic. That was it. So yeah, little moments like that as a creative director, like, it really makes a difference for the models to be just as enthusiastic and as passionate about it. So again, I want to thank you for always being that for me. So cool. Well, this leads me into another favorite part of the podcast, which is called Wrapping Up Mindful Artists, Rapid Cues. And I'm going to ask you three questions, Brittany. Okay. Wherever you are, it's intuitively, just don't think about it too hard. Question number one. Who is your hero and why?
Oh.
Yeah, we're getting deep, babe.
I don't really have a hero, sadly. But I do have people I admire. That helps.
Okay, you can give us that. That's okay.
My mom is very hardworking.
There you go. What's mom's name?
Anna.
Anna.
Yes.
Shout out to Anna for being bro for Brittany. Thank you. Love that. Okay, question number two for wrapping up Mindful Artist Rapid Cues. What is your favorite music album of all time? Yeah, because for me,
All
music is
time.
everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I know whenever we're on set, like Andrew is gonna have his Bose speaker with some jazz. It just sets the tone. So, like, what is that one album for you that you just gets you going from track one to the end?
Cheetah Girls.
Which one?
Cheetah Girls. From Disney Channel, Cheetah Girls.
Stop! I love
Girls.
it.
I mean,
Yes,
that's the
the
one thing
Cheetah
I can say. I've
Girls.
listened to all the tracks because otherwise, every other album
Yes.
is like one song, two songs. I kind of like randomly grab, but that's something that I can say
From
in
the
High School
beginning to the end.
High School Musical too.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. They're like upbeat. It's about fashion. It's about wardrobe. It's about good times. So yeah, no, I'm here for it. Yes, Cheetah Girls. Now maybe we're gonna recreate a Cheetah Girl look when I'm back in LA. All right. Final question for wrapping up my four artist rapid cues, and that is, what is your favorite quote of all time?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Could be something that you read somewhere or someone that maybe gave you advice on a quote and it's kind of resonated with you.
Off the top of my head, I can't think of one, but I am a firm believer of like, if you want to do something, you can make it happen. That's not a quote, but
We'll make it a quote, Brittany. If you want to do something, you got to make it happen. Period, right?
exactly. No excuses. Don't let anybody tell you you can't do it. Like, that's been my motto my entire career because I
That's a
have
good
given
one
myself.
too. No excuses. My husband says that all the time. Like, there should not be any excuses. Like, if you, this is your only life, this is your only chance, this is your only opportunity, why not take advantage of it? And if you want to do something, just do it. Period, right? Cool. We'll make that a quote. I love it. Awesome. Brittany, you're so cool. This was great. Thank you so much for being here. Where can we follow you and support your portfolio and your craft and anything you want to plug? Any new announcements that you want to share with us?
So I'm on Instagram as Brittany S. Mason and on TikTok as well. TikTok's more like lifestyle, makeup, random, whatever I'm doing. And then YouTube is the same, Brittany S. Mason.
Yes, I follow all three of them. I'm supporting my girl. You guys go support our girl, okay?
Thank
Awesome. Well,
you.
thank you so much, Brittany. And you guys, this is Mindful Artist Podcast. That song you're about to hear is called Mi Corazón, written by myself, produced by Aaron McLendon. You can download Mi Corazón wherever you stream your favorite music. And if you are a creative person that practices mindfulness while balancing your life and spirituality, you can email me at mindfulartistpodcast@gmail.com. Maybe you'll be a guest as well. Make sure that you share, like, subscribe, give us the stars, the reviews. Until the next time, you guys make an impact in somebody's life. Much love and light to you all. Thank you so much, Brittany. Bye, everybody. Yay. Love the hearts.